Thank you and good morning. Voters in California may get a chance to amend the state constitution in November of 2018 if a bill to further regulate the president's office at the University of California passes the legislature. Senate Constitutional Amendment 14 would require more student, faculty, and staff representation on the Board of Regents and that the UC president have their budget allocated by the legislature. The amendment would change the terms for members of the Board of Regents from 12 years to 4 years with a maximum of 3 terms. The amendment also comes in response to an audit report that found serious issues with money management in the UC president's office. Elsewhere in Sacramento, State Senator Mike McGuire will host a joint public hearing today on the disappearing salmon and the collapse of the salmon fishing industry. Drought, poor ocean conditions, and disease have led to the lowest count of returning adult salmon, and the commercial and recreation fishing seasons have been completely suspended or severely restricted on both the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. It's not just salmon. Crab fishing and sardine fisheries have been hit hard as well. The hearing will run from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock this afternoon. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested 27-year-old Aaron Arlotta yesterday in connection with an alleged burglary at a Shelter Cove vacation home. Witnesses reported seeing Arlotta and an unidentified woman lurking about the residence, and when deputies investigated, they found that several items had been stolen. Deputies located Arlotta sitting in a parked car in Shelter Cove, and after a short foot pursuit, he was taken into custody and booked for burglary. The woman has been identified. A warrant will be issued for her arrest. Last Friday, deputies responded to a residence in the 500 block of Woods Ranch in Redway on a report of an armed robbery. Deputies interviewed the victim, who said he was in his front yard when two armed men approached him at gunpoint and ordered him to lie down. They then tied the man's hands, stole money from his wallet, along with 4 tote bags filled with marijuana from the residence. They fled the scene in a silver minivan. The suspects were described as 2 adult black men. They remain at large. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a 2009 Chevrolet HHR, listed as a station wagon similar to a mid-sized SUV that belongs to a 60-year-old woman who was found dead inside her residence in Casper, just south of Fort Bragg yesterday. The vehicle had a business sign on the side, American Repair Company, and a gold medallion on the hood. The vehicle was found to be missing after Mendocino County deputies responded to the residence on a report of a suspicious death. An investigation into how the woman died is underway. The vehicle is connected to that investigation. Jordan Christmas has news from the Drug Task Force.
Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 2600 block of Boone Street in Fortuna and arrested a woman on various drug charges. Agents contacted 51-year-old Lori Potts at the residence, and with the help of a canine unit, law enforcement located 35 grams of heroin, 2 digital scales, along with packaging material and payment sheets. $3,200 in cash was confiscated as well. Potts was arrested and booked for narcotics possession, possession for sale, probation violation, and maintaining a residence for the purpose of selling narcotics.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Friday, the family of former Humboldt State student Josiah Lawson announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person who stabbed and killed Lawson at a house party in Arcata in April. The case remains open and under investigation, and currently there are no suspects connected to the killing. Initially, investigators arrested 23-year-old Kyle Zeller, and he was booked into jail facing a homicide charge. At a preliminary hearing, however, the judge ruled there was insufficient evidence to hold him over for trial. District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that can happen.
We do sometimes initially make a charging decision. We go to preliminary hearing, and similar to this one, we say we're going to put on everybody who may or thinks they have pertinent, relevant evidence to offer, information to offer, to really sort of look at it and evaluate it and have them answer questions under oath. And then sometimes at the end, no, we don't get a holding order.
Fleming said on Talk Shop that in that atmosphere, a crowded house party with a lot of people who have been drinking, it can be difficult to put together a complete picture of what occurred.
What we don't have are witnesses. And it's interesting because This does occur in party situations. This does occur in people who are either drinking or using drugs, where at the end of the day, it's very difficult to prove what actually occurred.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.